At their meeting this morning, the Board of Supervisors will be asked to transfer about a quarter of reserve funds, $1 million, to cover expenses related to the campfire. The county stepped in financially to help operate campgrounds for survivors in the fire's wake. The county has also laid out the money to remove dead or fire-damaged trees posing a hazard to the public. State and federal sources may reimburse more than 97% of what the county spent, but officials say they're unlikely to recoup it during the current fiscal year. In other fire-related action, the board is expected to extend the debris removal deadline for those using private contractors to April 30th. Currently, it's February 29th. Officials say work is underway at 145 properties and is unlikely to be completed in time. The board is also expected to approve a $1.5 million contract to repave 2.5 miles of Hagen Lane between the Union Pacific Tracks and Dayton Road. Additionally, the board will hear a presentation about vaping, flavored tobacco, health, and young people. Some local jurisdictions in the county have been restricting access. Also, the board is expected to accept the donation of a year-and-a-half-old $1.5 million helicopter for the sheriff's office from a foundation owned by Howard Buffett, a son of investor Warren Buffett. The donation will replace a nearly 25-year-old unit. The meeting gets underway at 9 this morning in the board chambers in Oroville. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.